What's up? It's your girl Cree, vibing with Cree, and I'm sitting here with G Woods.
Feels good.
Yo, G Woods is a really, really dope artist. His sound has been so refreshing ever since I heard him. I want the world to know him. He just has like this lyrical ability and the storytelling ability for those who like to visualize when they listen to music. And definitely show love with the old school samples, paying homage to the ones that came before us. So, G Woods, how are you feeling today?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Yo, G done dipped out on us.
Yeah. Man. I had to skate, man.
He had to skate on.
Trying to like express, you know, expand my music, I'm gonna say, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get out there, you know, so. I can spread the word, Johnson.
Yes. So G is from Columbia, South Carolina. He's based in Atlanta right now. So he came all the way down to Columbia to fuck with us, give us some of this gems and juice. So, I want to say that my first time coming across you was when you did the Nintendo 64 song. I saw the video. I don't remember who it was. It was either Jay Donzo or Aaron J that put me onto it, or what somebody. And I was like, yo, who is this dude? This dude is pretty nice. So tell us about that moment.
Nintendo 64, I just started really taking rap serious. Like back then, I was doing a lot of freestyling back then. So I was just playing around to my homeboy dude was like, yo, he needs to take a rap serious. He's kind of nice with it. So I just went around the studio one day, found a bit on YouTube. Went to the studio and boom, Nintendo 64 came about.
What year was that? Was that 2019?
That was 19.
Okay. Wow. So 2019 for me, that was when I was in my second year running Peace Peace Media. I started in 2018. So like getting all these new artists was like so exciting for me. I'm like, oh, here's another one that's good. You know, so G just dropped a new project, you guys.
Yeah.
Tell us about your new project. Loading.
It's called Loading 1%. Go get that, by the way. It's on all platforms. I put my heart and soul in that, so yeah, go check that out. It's 10 songs, you know, just a little something real quick. I felt like I haven't dropped in a while, and like I had to get something like people, you know, feed on or something like that. So I just wanted to express myself a little bit. So Loading, it's gonna be like a series type thing, you know what I'm saying? So 1% is like the start of like the build of myself, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm slowly revealing myself. So Loading 1% is kind of like me and like my first experience kind of like with love a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of like down to a little tone a little bit.
You know, I'm a sucker for love music. I'm just letting all artists know. I don't care if you the hoodiest rapper ever. If you make a love song and it's good, I'm there. I don't care if it's breakup, if it's uplifting and, you know, lovey-dovey. I just love emotional music about love because I feel like, you know, love is love, man. It's the energy, and it's we all go have to go through whether it's friendship, love, or romantic love. So we all got to experience it. So hearing you, to me, it never gets old. So, man, you got the song that's blowing up, the Secret Admirer song. Everybody been telling you that's the one. Tell us about that.
So that's Alicia Keys sample. That was crazy. So that song kind of came in. Kind of spontaneous, I ain't gonna lie. So we was in the studio just playing around. I haven't been in the studio in a while when I was making that song. And so me and the engineer just going through songs and stuff like that. And we played that beat and I was like, yo, hold on, bro, let me hear that again.
Who's your producer?
Jay Chat. Shout out to my boy Jay Chat. He, you know, he produced that one.
He really,
you know, he did his thing on that. He had like a little switch up on that. And for those who don't know, Andre 3000 is my favorite artist, you know what I'm saying? So when he did the Outkast switch up, I was like, oh, you done messed up, my guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to go crazy. So I started hearing that, and I was like, yeah, I'm about to get right. So, yeah.
Yes, I love that one. I would say that's definitely one of my favorite tracks from the project. So tell us about those other two. The ones that got the stars by it, because the fans know what they want now. The fans is going crazy with these three.
The one that's produced by my boy Airborne. Shout out to Airborne. And yep, featuring my dog D Ferg. She did her thing on the hook.
Yeah.
That one, that was smooth. So I was just, I, I don't know. I was in one of those moves and I was going through random songs and stuff, and I saw like a Take Six sample, and I was like, "Yo, Airborne, bro, let's see what we can do with that." You know what I'm saying? And man, he spiced it up. I mean, he one of the goats right here when it comes down to producing. So okay. I had to get it. So, and I've always wanted to rap on one of his beats anyway. So yeah, that was fun to do too. That was real smooth.
Yes.
The other one, Shotgun. That was a fun experience too. So it was me and my homeboy Ken. Shout out to Ken OG. He's on featured on that one, produced by my boy Jay Chad. Ken, I actually met him in high school. Me and him with Ridge together, and it was just chilling in my truck one day, and we played that beat, and I was like, "Yo, how you feel about that?" And he was like, "Yo, this the one." I'm just like, "You know what you mean, though? You know what I'm saying? Just whatever." So ended up going to the studio, and like he wrote a verse. And I was like, "Yo, that's tough. Like, you know, I gotta get one too. This is my beat. I ain't gonna let you just go crazy on my beat." So I wrote my verse too. And man, then my engineer's actually the one that's on the hook. And man, he kind of pieced it together perfectly.
Who's your engineer?
His name is Cherzy, aka Straight Up. Shout out to him.
Okay, we big on shouting out these names, especially the ones behind the boards. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
the
producers, shout out my boy Straight Up. Shout out. But yeah, he did his thing on the hook. And matter of fact, me and him got a lot more work coming soon too.
Oh, so, okay. I'm definitely digging the sounds. I have heard half of the project, y'all, and I will say that I feel like it's one of those, you know, we chilling. We tired out this ignorant stuff. Like, I like ignorant music, so don't ever get it twisted. But there's like a time where you just want to chill and be grown and just vibe out.
Yeah,
vibe out. Yeah, yeah, so listen, definitely check it out, and I can't wait to check out the second half. So when you are working on a project, what is your process more like, we have a library of songs, we just come together, or we're just going to intentionally just, you know, build?
It's more of like a long process for me. Like, I really just make a bunch of songs, and I make a bunch of songs, and a bunch of songs.
You sure do.
And a bunch of songs. You know what I'm saying? It's all about my vibe on if I feel it or not, and how I feel it in the project itself. You know what I'm saying? If it doesn't fit the project, I won't use it. You know what I'm saying? I might keep it tucked, or I might throw it away. You never know. I might keep the bars, but I might use it for a different type of song depending on the vibe itself. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm real particular on like vibes, and especially my project, because that's part of me, and I'm real sensitive about my shit. So
okay.
You know
what I'm saying?
it's that too. So, you know, it's a long process for me. Like, for this project, it took me about 3 months to do. Just cause I did like almost 50 songs or something like that.
Wow.
You know, so like I did a bunch of songs, and it was
that's
just like
a lot for 3 months anyway.
Exactly. And it's like the beats is, that's a big thing for me, cause I want you to listen to the whole tape with a smooth take through, like no skips. You know what I'm saying? And even if you don't like a song that much, but the beat is smooth. You know what I'm saying? So you can still kind of fight through it. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's just me.
Yes, I dig it, and I can tell you definitely take your time on your music. You're not a rushed kind of artist, and it shows. It really shows in what you do.
It's an art. It's an art. So I'm not going to just throw out no trash, because this is not, for me, it's not a money scheme. Like, this is literally an art for me. Like, this is an escape. Because, I mean, I got to express myself somehow.
Yeah.
So this is the way I do it, and I can't just force my way out there and just throw anything out there, because I'm not expressing myself how I want to be expressed. Like, sometimes I might be spontaneously like mad or something like that. I might just be spazzing, be saying FUB and calling all kind of crazy, like just going crazy on everybody. You know what I'm saying? Just because I'm mad at that moment. And then I'm like, all right, let me calm down right quick, revise myself. All right, let me go back. You know what I'm saying? So
put it in a song.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I'm trying to tell my son. You exactly. know, like, you ain't got to share it with nobody. It's just to help you organize your thoughts, because music is definitely a vibration. And it can be therapeutic for you. It can influence you, you know, and sometimes even hearing it back, it helps you heal. You be like, I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I was said all that shit by that girl. Right, you know, right. She ain't even hurt me that bad.
Yeah.
So when you hear it back, and then, but that energy you had in the moment was real. The emotions were real. And The beautiful thing about art is people are going to dissect it. Some people might relate to just one line. Oh, you know, it has them thinking about something. And it has them thinking about, you know, a similar experience or how they would have reacted different. It's a conversation starter. So music is just so powerful, and I think that's why it's so important that, you know, artists like yourself, you know, you decide, I'm gonna take my time on this, and because I can't come up with no bullshit.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to get through the trash. Like, when you hear a G Woods song or an album or anything, I want you to be like, yo, that shit was hard. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit was, yeah, I can go back and listen to that.
Yeah.
I want you just to listen to my job one time. Like, okay, I was all right. You know what I'm saying? So.
Word. I love that. And I also wanted to know more about, you know, your past. You know, we was talking about your school experiences and, you know, being surrounded by artists and how you used to be like, whatever, that ain't my thing, but now it's your thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy because, like, I was always hanging around a bunch of artists, even though I didn't really take rap serious, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I was just hanging around. Like, Donzo, that was my dog growing up. Who was Broderick? That was my dog growing up. Randy Solaire, he literally taught me how to break down my bars and write my bars. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I have to kind of credit him to start me rapping because he helped me
out
along the way. Like, shout out to Randy Solaire. Like, that was my guy. You know what I'm saying? But I was actually hanging out with Bay Ray and 3-9 growing up. They was cool with my sister. So I was always hanging out with older kids and stuff like that growing up. So hanging out with them, they was always rapping and into music and stuff like that. And I was always listening to Nas and Jay-Z and Outkast and all that growing up, but like all my homeboys my age, they listen to like Lil Wayne, Drake, and like a lot of the newer guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So me, I was like, well, I'd rather rap with these dudes over here because they rapping like this and it kind of fits my style a little bit. Not to say that I'm knocking whatever my homeboys doing, but you know what I'm saying, it was just, I was a little different than them, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know, I just kind of found myself in it. And then writing poems in school, my teacher just was like, yo, you should start rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, your teacher. What teacher was that? Do you remember?
Mr. McMicken. Yep.
Mr. McMicken?
Mr. McMicken. I was 11th grade. English. Nah, he's white.
Okay, but still shout out to him because I was about to say, you know, okay, black educator. But that's just great. Shout out to the educators. Especially those who encourage art, because sometimes they might find out you're rapping and they want you to be academic focused, but art is relevant, and I think that's so teaching. Shout out to Mr. McMicken.
Yeah, that's
wherever you at.
Hopefully, I think he's still at Ridgeview. I think hopefully.
Shout out to Ridgeview.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking about how a lot of dope artists come from, you know, went to Ridgeview.
I'm telling you, we got a bunch of
names now.
Hey, I'm just saying. Ridgeview, hey,
let's name some.
We got myself, Bay Ray, 3-9. Pretty much the whole 803 to click. Let's see, who else? We got Speaker Knockers was there, I think.
Speaker Knockers, rest in peace.
Mook was there. Children Juan is there.
We got Q Mike.
Q Mike is there. who else was
there? It's V-Renee.
V-Renee was there.
What about Atiyah? No, Atiyah, because Atiyah was in. And she from out of state. I don't know if she went to high school here. It was another girl. I just can't think of who she was. But yeah.
A bunch. I can tell you that.
The list goes on. But I just wanted to shout that out because one of these days I'm going to do a series like, all right, what school you went to? Let's talk about the clusters of dope people there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's dope. So your school, so you can basically say your school and basically your home life, your neighborhood life kind of surrounded you by artists. So it kind of grew on you.
What I saw growing up, so that's a part of my heart, you know what I'm saying? I'm basically describing what I saw, you know what I'm saying? What I experienced myself, so, yeah. It's always going to be a part of it.
Word. So, when people hear your new project, what do you want them to get from it?
I want you to kind of really get a vibe of it, you know what I'm saying? Kind of really feel it and really see yourself in my perspective. Saying as a man trying to go to like a female for the first time, like I don't know what to say sometimes I'm nervous, sometimes I know what to say, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of depends, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like I'm really expressing myself, so it's like I want you to really relate too, because you might feel the same way, you know what I'm saying? You might see the same eyes as me, you never know. But that's pretty much, I'm just trying to connect.
Word. Well, let's see. Way to close. So, tell us, do you have a favorite song from your project?
Probably For You.
For You.
Probably For You.
Why is that?
Because I kind of went my bag in that one, for one. And then two is like, I wasn't so into like the love part. It was like, I kind of like felt like rejection, kind of like, so I'm kind of talking shit in a way. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a flip, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of like that one.
Okay, so you know, from everything I heard so far, you know, it seemed like you got a balanced project there. And you're vulnerable and real and it's balanced, you know? So looking forward to finishing that. And y'all, go get that.
Check that out. Appreciate it.
Go get that.
Check that out.
You already got Cree down. You know what I'm saying? And y'all already know, like, if I dig it, like, it's 9 times out of 10, you gonna dig it too. So.
That's right. I said G was loaded 1%, all platforms. Hit that.
Real Carolina shit going on. Real so we're gonna close it on out. G, it's been real speaking with you.
Appreciate it.
Wish you the best and lots of success. All right.